Hello, everybody, and welcome to Game of Thrones with Jay, Jack, and Nick. My name is Jay.
I'm Nick.
And I'm Brianne, the speed reader.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah. I thought you would have went with Team Sansa. Hashtag Team Sansa. Hashtag
I was Team Sansa, Sansa the whole season, so no, it's all right. Happy with it. Oh, but man. I just was watching Sansa go, Brianne go.
Wasn't that fast?
Oh, she was reading really fast. I was gonna go with Jack.
That's the thing you nitpick from this episode. That's the one thing.
Yeah,
Jack the bald.
Jack the bald. Exactly. Jack the hairless.
Jack, there you go.
Let's vote for Jack the hairless. I don't want to vote for him.
So Game of Thrones is over. I have lost my voice because of it. But Nick, Jack, what are your thoughts? Let me talk the least.
I say Nick goes first.
Oh, okay. I didn't hate it, but I didn't enjoy it either. I'm kind of like, eh. I thought it started out really well. I liked the whole Tyrion and shock and not even giving zero fucks. And I liked a lot of the beginning. And then it kind of felt anticlimactic and a little just kind of, okay, there's tying up loose ends. Oh, Jay, I didn't hear any of that, Jay.
Where did it pivot for you?
Yeah. Oh, where did it pivot? Pretty much right when John killed Dany, I think. Okay. Because I liked it up to that point. Like, if you just accept it just for the episode, if you're just watching it for a standalone episode and don't think about the season, don't think about that, just like as like a final seasonal episode, I thought it started out really well. And then you see it with Dany, like, oh, like, yeah, she's really just going to cause blood and fire from now on, and it didn't have the drama or that it needed to be in that scene. I felt it just because like you kind of saw it coming. Oh, he's gonna kiss her. Oh, and he's gonna stab her. Okay, yeah. And then like
she forgot to say I'm pregnant.
Yeah.
With your child.
No, why do that? That's lame. Yeah.
It's Game of Thrones. You go for the edgy part.
No.
Well, I never believed she was ever going to be pregnant because she believed anyway that she could never have children because of the witch, and she always said like the dragons would be the only children she ever has. So
we see how she takes care of them.
Yeah, exactly. So, but and then the rest of it to me just felt like, oh, we're just tying up loose ends. And just kind of scene from scene from scene. I kind of, okay.
Well, there was a lot of talk about what are we going to compare it to?
Oh, like Lord of the Rings.
TV show finales. Well, Lord of the Rings may be a little more satisfying, but this one actually had a moment where I was like, oh my God, it is the Seinfeld finale.
We're all going to jail.
Well, they're panning away from Tyrion, and it's Bronn and everybody making jokes, and I was like, it's them in the jail cell. This is so hokey.
Oh, someone's going to make that now that you said it. Someone's going to have the Seinfeld music as they're panning away from the table.
Yes.
Right? Like, it's just...
like, they're eating on jokes. And yeah. I was just like, okay.
I just don't see how, like, that... I mean, I know they wanted the happy ending and all that stuff, but how can you trust Bronn?
I know!
You can't trust Bronn. Like, now you're making him the master of coin.
I love Bronn. He's my favorite character.
I like Bronn. He's in the new John Wick 3.
Or we're saying Bran or Bronn?
Bronn, not Bran.
Yeah. How do you trust Bronn? You want him in charge of your money? This thing's going to be dead on arrival.
Yeah.
He's had a change of heart.
No, he hasn't.
Yeah. I mean, there's definitely some stuff I like. I like Brienne's ending, giving Jamie some honor. There's lots of good stuff that's in it. It's with this whole season, it just kind of felt rushed and a little forced and anticlimactic. But I mean, it's not the worst finale, but it's not the greatest either. I mean, I've already got my phone's been blowing up of like, Bran, are you serious, Bran? You didn't do nothing. It's like if all the Ghostbusters died and then you put Winston in charge,
But Winston had some dope lines in that movie.
He did.
Don't downplay Winston. All right.
That's a big Twinkie.
I've seen shit that'll turn you white. Come on.
I do love that line. I know.
He's so lame. He didn't do anything. He didn't do anything at the Battle of Winter, but whatever. I feel like that maybe that's the right answer. It's like he is the least deserving, so let's put him there. But Sansa's queen, I thought, I like that. How about you, Nick? You were anti-Sansa this season.
Yeah, I was not a fan. Yeah. I guess because it was, I wanted her to be humble, you know, and she wasn't. She was just smug.
Why'd she have to be humble?
And,
what's she supposed to do? Dance down the aisle? Whether they're about bending the knee to her? Well, I mean, I don't understand.
I don't know.
But what do you want there?
Look, brother, you knew, like, all of them are going, yay, yay, yay. Look, brother, I know you're going to be a good king, but I'm never going to bend the knee to you.
No, I think she did the honorable thing.
Yeah, she did. She did what was right for the north. But just the fact that you see her, and, like, everyone's bending a knee to her. She's walking in. She gets her little crown. She's all just, crack a smile every now and then, Sansa. Be happy that you got what you wanted.
That's Ginge on Ginge hate. It's not cool, Nick.
All right, I knew I'm already going to get some crap from Colleen about this. Nicholas, she was being a strong woman. Yeah, whatever.
Team Sansa.
Also, Tyrion being able to, like, convince that tribunal, even though he's a prisoner, that was a little awkward.
There's a lot of people in that meeting, too. I'd have been like, and who the fuck are you again? I mean, really.
What's the guy that stood up again that was, like, got imprisoned after the Red Wedding? What's his name? I forget his name.
Oh, he was in last season, too.
Was he?
Tully, Edmure Tully?
Yeah.
Yes.
So I was just like, you're going to show up here? Come on now. Also,
well, they kind of forgot about him this season, because last season was when Jaime was riding, in their, the Blackfish and all that.
Yeah.
And he was the one that convinced him, and so he was Lord of Riverfell, but they just forgot about him after that scene. It's like, oh.
Yeah. We almost had the democracy, but it was laughed at.
Yeah, but I mean, that's what I'd been predicting for a long time. It's like, oh, they're going to have a democracy. And then, of course, they laugh off Sam, like, whatever.
Well, they kind of got a constitutional monarchy, which is just as good. Right?
Do you think that they went with a different direction? Because when they chose Bran, he's not power hungry. He's not somebody who's going to cause wars and violence and stuff like
that. What I'm saying,
they went a different direction in someone.
I think it was still good, because, though, the lords will elect a new king whenever, king or queen, whenever they die.
Yeah, they basically have the cardinal system right now. Or if you only had, like, the British system, you only have the House of Lords right now, and they'll vote who's going to be the new whatever. Yeah, and that's
head of state.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say I liked it. I didn't think it was great. This season hasn't been – I don't think it's been their best season. I think we can all agree on that. But I thought it wrapped it up. It was – will it hurt its legacy as a great show, one of the greatest shows of all time? No. I don't think it will.
I don't think so. I think it'll be just like Lost in the end, and that, like, you either loved it or you hated it. And when people talk about it, they go, oh, man, the first 4 or 5 seasons, great. And then after that, kind of goes,
Well, I'm sure they're going to get people like that no matter what. I'm sure there's people out there, Breaking Bad, that have said that.
Yeah, but, I mean, just think about how many people to this day, Lost has been almost over for almost 10 years now, and there's still people out there who don't know how the show ended. And when people say, like, oh, I'm thinking about getting a loss, what do you think? Like, oh, well, they were dead the whole time, or it sucked, the right ending sucked. And you're just like, did you even watch the show?
Well, you can't go by people who don't know what they're talking about.
Colleen pointed out correctly that everyone was pissed off about the ghost farewell. Does this satisfy?
I would have been satisfied, though, if Ghost would have bit John. Because it's like, you can't just leave me and then come back to be a good dog. I was a good boy for seven seasons, and you just abandoned me, John.
Are you telling me Tormund doesn't have, like, one witty thing to say? He's just going to stare at him the whole time? Come on, give him a line.
You should at least give him a hug or something.
Yeah. Well, now that's what people are going to complain about. John didn't hug him.
And did they elect him on spot? Like, is he the new Night's Watch commander, Lord Commander? I mean, I didn't know there was anybody left. Or why is there still a wall?
And why are there only 2 horses? Everybody else has to walk on foot. They can only find 2 horses.
Well, I mean, in the north, to be fair, I mean, the dead did kind of kill them all.
That's true. I forgot about that.
Yeah. Although it was a shocking how many Dothraki were still alive in King's Landing after that. You're like, well, where the hell did you guys come from? And where did all the Unsullied come from? It's like, you can't reproduce. So.
They were hiding in the back.
Yeah. They were the ones like, I ain't stupid. No. I'll let Sam go up there.
let's go through the characters that were left. Okay. So, Tyrion, his ending, satisfying?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was nice. I liked that exchange between him and Bran there at the end with kind of a poetic justice in a way, and that Tyrion kind of threw him under the bus saying, like, he'll be a good king and all this. Like, all right, the weight's off of my shoulders now. And then Bran's like, oh, no, you don't. You know? I liked that. I thought it was a nice punishment.
How did the little Knight's Book area and then the council room get unscathed by the Holocaust of the Dragon?
For real.
Some places are fireproof.
Like, it's the one thing that didn't get burnt up, but okay.
Yeah. Well, the book is always supposed to be in the chambers tower of the
chair.
The King's Guard, you know, the head of the King's Guard. So I don't know, maybe Brienne went up there and got the book and just brought it down with her or something, but that's where it's supposed to be.
It's in good shape, so you gotta be happy about that.
So Tyrion, we're happy. I'm happy too.
Happy for Tyrion, yes.
All right, Daenerys, Dany.
Like, I mean, I thought she had to die. I thought this season was one of the best acting Emilia Clarke has done. I mean, it's really good. I think she did her role to the best she could have done it. And I mean, you believed her that she was crazy. I believed in her conviction as well. Like, what she really believed.
Yeah.
That she was doing the right thing, and that was her destiny. It's just, you know, like a lot of crazy people, they don't know that they're crazy.
Yeah. What's the scariest kind of crazy, or the scariest kind of evil, where they believe?
Yeah. They believe it. Yeah. So, I mean, I think, you know, if it just, like I said, if this season would have been 10 episodes and they would have stretched it a little bit, I think I would have been completely happy with this season.
They could have never been better.
I mean, I have no problem with her dying at Jon's hands. Other than just the way it felt, I enjoyed it.
What do you think pushed Jon over the edge to kill her? Was it Tyrion saying, your sisters?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's what shocked him. And then just hearing her, she even said that to him in that last speech there about they don't get to choose, you know, I think that's really what made him seal the deal. Like, okay, that's it.
Yeah. But let's move to Jon. Can we say he finally did the right thing? He killed Dany. Like, he didn't, you know,
he's done the right thing. He always tries to do the right thing. It just sometimes
he does
the
honorable thing, which is usually the stupid thing. But he finally does the right thing, and he gets shuffled off to the Night's Watch.
Right. I think I have it probably at least four times in my notes here, which we're not even reading them. But like, of just him, it's almost like that Charlie Brown, like, oh, Charlie Brown, you blow hard. Yeah. Like, because it's just, that's the feeling you got from me every time.
You
like, she's my queen, and she will always be my queen. Like, shut up, John. You're an idiot. You really know nothing.
Well, he had to get into the one on one with her, right? Couldn't be there with guards.
Oh, right.
I thought he should have fought Grey Worm.
Yeah, I mean, like, that's really disappointing to me. I mean, I get Grey Worm is really loyal, but, like, his character, to me, in these last couple episodes has been one of the biggest disappointments.
He's lost everything now. He doesn't care.
I guess, yeah. He's just a man without a cause or whatever.
He was freed, too, and I think he bought into that belief, so it's kind of... It is a good point that... But, again, I think it's the time compression that you didn't have enough time to really... you know, take that journey. It had happened so fast that it was jarring for us as a viewer. Right. And they didn't write it right if they wanted it that quickly.
Yeah. Anyone out there that doesn't like Grey Worm, it'll make you feel good that pretty much all the Unsullied are going to die once they get to Naeth or Narth, because that's one of the things that Missandei forgot to tell him, that you can only live there if you're a native, because they have like their version of malaria or yellow fever, and if you're not born there and used to the back to the viruses, you're gonna die.
Now who sent them there?
That's where she wanted to go after.
Oh.
That's what her last wish was, like, once they were done. He said, where do you want to go? She said, I want to go back to my island.
There you go.
And then he goes, I'll protect you. And that's why he chose to go there.
Can you get vaccinated?
Yeah, I don't think they have them there. Maybe they'll figure it out.
Yeah. They didn't have vaccinations, maybe inoculations about that time. I don't know. That wasn't around either, was it? That's more inoculations, 1700s, 1800s. But, okay, so Jon, we're good? And that was a little weird.
What I liked about it, I mean, yeah, it sucks that he got assigned back to be at the Night's Watch, but I really got the feeling that he was not going to, for the first time, not live up to his word. You know, like mm-hmm. when he hears the gate shuts behind him, he kind of looks and he kind of gives that little smile. And I think he's going to be the new king beyond the wall. I think he's just going to keep riding.
Well, yeah, I mean, again, there's like three people at the Night's Watch. It's so like, to me, it'd been cooler if also we brought down the wall. It's just like, why do we need this wall here? Like, what is this all for? Breaker of the wall. But anyway, so.
And he goes crazy.
No. So we're good on John. All right.
Yeah, we're happy with John.
Cersei. Oh, wait. Too soon.
That was a good scene, though, when Tyrion found them. That was.
But are you kidding me that their heads wouldn't be bashed in?
They'd be black and blue.
I mean, I'm not trying to be gruesome or anything like that, but it is Game of Thrones. I'm like going, did they put makeup on them before they went down there? I mean, it looks like they're like, you see Jamie smiling like this. But I get the scene, but I wanted to see some bricks.
No, I thought it was fine. I thought it was moving. I thought that was actually a touching scene.
I'm sure a few bricks were stuck to them too. You know, just like.
Tyrion pulls off one of his hand.
We talked a little bit about Brienne, but I thought that was nice. Also, how about Podrick, part of the Night's Guard? I thought that was cool. The official.
He's earned it.
You think? Okay. I wasn't sure. I kind of was looking down at that point, but yeah. You assume Brienne was in charge, you know, the King's Guard.
Right? Because they're wearing the gold.
Were they wearing? Okay.
Now, why would Brienne be there and not in the North? Sansa.
She's probably released from her vow now.
Yeah. Plus, I think she's the head of.
If Bran commanded it, being king, for her to be the head of the Kingsguard, then there's nothing she can do. It's like, oh
yeah. Yeah, exactly.
No rights.
Because that's what pissed off Tywin Lannister. Because Jaime was supposed to be the heir to Castle Rock, and the Mad King purposely made Jaime, you know, in the Kingsguard just to piss Tywin off, because like then he had no heir to King's Landing. I mean, not King's Landing, sorry, Castle Rock.
Jerk.
No.
Yep, exactly. That's one of the it's one of the things to set off. Let's see, Podrick. Bronn.
Look at Bronn.
I mean, like I said, like it was just one of those things that I felt like okay, let's have this the mega happy ending.
Yeah, exactly. Speaking of happy ending, what about Sam? He didn't write the book. Yeah. He didn't write it.
No, he didn't write. Some other guy wrote. Yeah. He's like, what a cop out.
It was right there, Nick. It was right there.
So close. So you know, I did like
the. We did help title it though. I
did like the comedy because there hasn't been much comedy this season. There hasn't been a lot of laughs this season. So it because Game of Thrones always had a chuckle or two.
Boo 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 boo.
Chris says the guy who survived with a third-degree burns down his back looked better than dead Jaime and Cersei. I think that's opposite of that. You should flip it. I think Jaime and Cersei looked better than the guy with third-degree burns.
Pretty good. Being crushed in by...
You talking about Aaron Rodgers?
Okay.
What is that?
Aaron Rodgers was in the episode. The last one.
Really?
He's the guy who gets torched.
Oh.
That's what I heard. That's what they were saying on the internet.
That's what I heard.
Everyone knows the internet is always correct.
Yeah. Arya, we all thought she might take out
I was pulling for Jon Snow the whole time.
But this was one of the theories of mine that did come true. She just kept sailing on.
Yeah. Also sweet Stark ship. I didn't know they made those.
They don't White Harbor has its own stuff, but that's it.
Okay.
So, maybe she just bought a ship and then put some sails on it.
So she's going west of Westeros, but she doesn't realize it's a globe, so she's going to hit the east anyway. Or maybe there'll be something there.
I mean, there is a lot more land to the east. Just no one's ever, you know, I guess it's kind of like Americans going across the Pacific. You know, it's like, okay. Now we're back where we started.
Could she have a spinoff? What happens with Arya and her travels?
I think that'd be cool.
I think it's called Dora the Explorer. It's coming out pretty soon.
But that was my first thought when she went away. I go, there's no reason we couldn't have a spinoff with Arya.
Mm-hmm.
Colleen's in our live chat. She says, yes, Aaron Rodgers was in it. So she backed you up there, Jack.
Aaron.
Aaron. That's another one of my favorite memes this past week. Aegon.
Aegon.
Let's see. Gap 1501 says, I feel like Arya did nothing after she killed the Night King, just kind of wandered around.
That's true.
Well,
but I mean, she killed the Night King. What more does she have to do? I mean, that's
it's like you win the World Series, okay?
Yeah,
Super Bowl. It's
like Disneyland. Just, go watch people get murdered by a dragon. Just as good. Right?
Right.
Let's see. Anybody else we want to talk about?
I think it's basically I was thinking that Bran's going to have some heat at first because he's going to have to raise taxes right away on all these people that were burnt and tortured. Because to build King's Landing, right? You've got to pay for it. So
it's kind of hard to get taxes if you know most of the people are dead.
Yeah, exactly.
But the people alive, because they said we're going to have to build King's Landing, so where are you going to get it from? Get raise taxes.
That's the thing. But all of King's Landing is dead, so it's like, well, how are you going to rebuild it? You know, and then most of the North's dead. It's like, oh.
Well, that's where I feel like having Bronn, because they're the ones with all like the goods, right? So that would be your only value here.
Build those brothels.
Well, they can tax that sin tax.
Yeah, there you go. I'm sure someone smokes there, right?
Yeah. So any other kind of initial reaction thoughts here before we kind of dig into our audience and what they want to talk about?
Oh,
anything?
No.
Is it sad that an hour and a half finale to this 8-season show?
There's just nothing really shocking in it. I think Nick said it. It's just kind of just wrapped everything up, and you know, you kind of everything that happened. I kind of expected that maybe for John. I thought John would die.
Is all the anger? Is it out last week? And we're just kind of like, well, whatever. I mean,
I kind of felt like Bran. You almost had like a Mr. Burns moment there. You know, where you know, would you be king if we, you know, gave you the crown? Why do you think I'm here? No wonder you sat there and didn't do anything. You're like, I just need to ride out this wave, and then I can be king.
Everyone gets killed. John doesn't want it. I'm in.
Yeah, talk about failing up, right? I mean,
yeah, exactly.
He got kicked off the top of the tower when he wasn't supposed to be doing that, and then they dragged him around, and then he became the three-eyed raven, and then everyone died around him.
That's why Hodor saved the day, right?
Hodor. That was his sacrifice, and just a bunch of
now, when Tyrion was going through his speech, how many thought they were going to pick Sansa?
I did.
I thought it was because I'm looking at the voting. I'm like going, they got the votes. They had the votes. It's got to be Sansa.
That's what I mean. She was the last one to vote, and I almost thought that for a second when she was like objecting. What about me?
But she wasn't. She's not greedy. She took the North, and eventually Bran will die, and she'll become.
But here's the thing:
King of the Seven Kings.
Okay,
King of the Seven Kings.
All the players that are left. Who do you think? Who would you have picked to be king or queen?
Davos.
Sansa.
Jack can't back down now.
I can't back down. I'm being honest.
I would have went Jon Snow. Just let him back. Sorry, Unsullied. You guys suck.
He's proven time and time again he's not the best decision maker. Yeah, true. I mean, not the best war strategist. You know, he's just an honorable man, which is, you know, for the most part, is a good thing, but I don't know.
That's
I don't know how
Tyrion
good he would have been
as the hand to be, you know, like the real decision.
He would have been assassinated a weekend for trusting the wrong person.
I think,
so,
yeah, yeah.
Is Bran the only one that's left?
Like, what?
Sorry, I'm saying is Bran the only one left then? Is that why he got picked?
Yeah, exactly. It's just by default, you know. You could have picked Robin Aaron kid.
No.
He actually looked sane for once. He wasn't trying to make people fly out the moon door.
He wasn't breastfeeding. At least we didn't see it in the scene.
Yeah, he seemed, you know, he didn't say anything, which is great. Just he made some faces.
He said, I. I wonder how many takes he had to do on that. I.
Gap 1501, I guess, Greg, makes a good point about, like, so what was the whole point of Jon being a Targaryen? Did it change anything?
But kind of.
It drove Danny crazy. Through.
Yeah, it was part of that.
It made her a little paranoid and she lost it.
Oh, there's somewhere in here. Like it's during like that last conversation with Tyrion and Jon when Jon goes, you know, she's not her father. And I'm like, yeah, she's worse. You know, like, that was like in my notes. It's like, dude, I was like, and it's what I'm talking about, you know, all that is because Aerys II, the Mad King, you know, had several assassination attempts on his life. You know, and he was kidnapped for a long time, which made him paranoid. He thought the whole kingdom was after him, which is why he brought people in to swear new fealty to him and all that. You know, he's burning them alive. But when he decided to burn King's Landing, it's because he thought he was going to become a dragon through the flames, you know, so everyone else was just consequences. Danny purposely decided to kill people, you know, like just hundreds and hundreds of people. I was like, dude, she's crazy.
Yeah.
That was one of those moments where I'm like, John, are you blind?
Well, was he just trying to, you know, play the you know, many good people on both sides situation? It just didn't work out so well in the argument. Matt, Eichhoff says, Sansa is queen. She freed the North. I thought I liked Sansa's ending.
Yeah.
I liked that Jon got to go live in the North with the wildlings, you know, which he seemed really happy up there.
There's peeps.
And Tyrion, I thought Tyrion, it was fun, but just the humor kind of seemed off-putting just after, you know, the assassination of Danny.
Matt, the cartoon spinoff of Drogon is called Pete's Dragon. They made it a few years ago.
Some people in the chat hated it. David Gott is one of them. Sky Peck is one of them. They have been leading the charge of severely disliking this episode.
Why?
Well,
you gotta give a reason why. Can't just say I hate it.
Sky Peck is a podcaster on this network. He could join in and give his opinion if he wanted to.
You really want him interrupting us at every sentence?
That's true. Yeah, you never want to.
Let me tell you why.
I think it was good.
It's not the greatest ending of a TV show.
Sad, right? That's kind of sad.
Yeah. I'm just waiting for the books. We'll see. I mean, I'm sure that the ending is gonna be very close to the same, as in, you know, Danny will go mad, John will kill her, but we'll see.
But it'll be much more enjoyable if they get to actually
Wouldn't it have been better though if Grey Worm was there and they were fighting? Grey Worm was fighting to protect her. And John kills Danny. Something like that. More, you know, little action.
Skypick says, terrible. Read the chat, Jack. You don't want me.
I'm not in the chat because I don't want you.
David Gott says, I severely dislike the whole season.
Yeah.
Greg says, not the greatest ending, not the worst.
David Gott signed the petition.
Rose says not the greatest, but not Dexter or Seinfeld level. I argue it's Seinfeld level, personally. I didn't think Seinfeld.
Nothing. You can't compare anything to Dexter. Dexter is the worst.
It's not.
It's Dexter's is the worst of all time.
I mean, this to me was the Lord of the Rings ending, especially the whole dock scene with all the Starks out there. I'm like, oh my God, this is him sailing away to the undying lands. He's just like, talk to everybody. You expect to see Sam out there going, Mr. Frodo, don't go.
Like, but at least that was after 2 hours of satisfying battles. This was just.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, it was the same lighting, the same shot. You're like, this is Lord of the Rings ending.
They had Enya playing in the background.
They did, yeah.
I get it. I get it. It's tough. I think it's a really tough one to land. I don't think it sullies the entire show, but it's a bummer that it was so condensed this last season. And I think that's on the showrunners that they, because HBO.
Yeah, if they had more time, they should have taken more time.
Take away. Tell them.
Somebody made a point. It was like, it doesn't matter if you're a lame writer. It doesn't matter how much time you have. It's just going to be crappy. And they had all the time to write a good last season, and they didn't.
I like what Elena says here. If you're the second, third sibling, this show is for you. Unfortunately, I am the oldest.
Yeah, so you'd be dead first.
David Gott says, in the end, John became a lumberjack in the North.
I don't have the Enya song in my head.
But he's probably happy.
Let's see.
Yeah.
You guys, if you're going to laugh, you got to read it.
I know.
Read it, Nick. Read it.
What? Yeah, but, well, Colleen was like, now I have the Enya song in my head. Thanks. And then, yeah, but they were over it, Nick. What were they? What were they over? What?
I don't know. I'm saying something to you.
I need context.
Oh man, Matt Eichhoff says I liked it, but I'm like Kermit the Frog sipping on tea. Well, Matt, tell us why you liked it. Come on.
Maybe you gotta, I mean, what, I mean, I thought.
Tell us why.
Because I, you know, there's a picture I sent to Colleen and some of the people earlier today about in 80 minutes you have to. I can read it for you guys. Please, like, in 80 minutes, which I thought was going to be an impossible task. So here we go. The writers have only 80 minutes to, one, end the main plot with John and Danny. They did. Explain who will sit on the Iron Throne or destroy it. They did. End the secondary plots of Tyrion. They did. Sansa. They did. Arya. They did. Bran. They did. Yara. They did. Gendry. They did. And Bronn. They did. Actually, they didn't know if Gendry did. Well, they did, though.
Yeah, he was there sitting as a lord.
Oh, that's right. He was, yeah. Maybe give some proper endings to Sam. They did. Tormund, they did. Brienne, they did. Podrick, Grey Worm, and Davos. So, I mean, they took care of a lot. Long shots, maybe give a proper ending to Ghost. Hey, they did. You know? The Night's Watch story. There's a few things they left out, like the Faceless Man revenge and Dario, and, you know, but it's all right.
But so, for the most part, they answered all your questions.
They delivered on, well, they didn't deliver, but they at least remembered to tie up the loose ends of most of the stories. You know, like, let's see, the rest of the stuff wasn't really that important. Like, who will be the leaders now of all the other kingdoms that, you know, the families died off, which that really wasn't that important. Give the Night's King some depth, hopefully. Well, they didn't do that. Yeah, anybody, and then the last one, which I thought, like, was kind of dumb, was like, show that winter is actually over and that spring is here. It's like, no, I would object to that. It's like, winter just got here, and you're going to go like, oh, now spring's
here. They kind of did. Wasn't there that plant that was growing in the snow outside the wall?
Yeah.
That's what I thought. That was like, really, that quick?
Yeah. Because it's supposed to be one of those things where, like, you know, it's like 10 years for summer, yeah, 10 years for winter. It's like, nah, you can't have winter. I mean, summer show back up again that quickly.
But did anybody expect, like, maybe the last scene as they're going out into the wilderness, like, somebody just wakes up with a blue eye, like, bah, it's starting over.
Yeah, that's because, like, you know, the whole babies, you know, him turning the babies into, like, you kind of wondered if, like, if they looked up and saw some, like, little kid up there, you know, with the ice spirit, like Chucky or something.
Or just, yeah, I don't know. The twist ending.
Yeah.
Which just didn't happen.
It made me want to, it made me want Ygritte to be back, though, when John got up there. I was like, I wish Ygritte was still alive.
I know.
I loved Ygritte.
Maybe Ygritte had, like, a twin sister or something. Like, hey, something. I'm Bigrit.
I'm Bigrit. That just sounds like a winner's name, dude. I'm Bigrit.
Elena says, so all of the shit falling was ash, right? Not snow. I think it was ash at first, and then it changed to snow.
Yeah.
To the Russian in the Pine Barrens.
Shandy says, Game of Thrones, super powerful woman goes crazy, gets murdered by her intimate partner, totally useless guy without experience, gets voted onto the throne despite other more qualified candidates. Series ends with a scene of mostly men and one token woman in a small council room joking about brothels. Meh. Okay, it's a Seinfeld ending. It's a Seinfeld ending.
It should have been in a diner, yeah.
It seems silly.
And it should have been a diner. They should have had big salads.
A big salad, exactly.
it was very silly.
I mean, there were seven kingdoms, you know. Seven. Perfect name. Sorry.
Wait, there's only six now, right? Because now it's the six kingdoms.
It's all about Seinfeld.
That's right. Depends, like, and that's what I always thought was weird is that, you know, because technically, like, there's like nine kingdoms, but they only count seven.
Well, now they each get to have, you know, they're more independent. So Sansa's Queen of the North. She's not part of the Confederation of Seven or Six or whatever. But now it's just, we'll have the same ring as the six kingdoms. One less star on the flag. I don't know.
Well, then maybe they'll say the Riverlands now is its own kingdom. Because the Riverlands were never considered a kingdom.
Colleen says Shandy's not wrong. Greg says Shandy has some points. Elena says, Shandy, I'm with you. I like this show because it looked like there were strong women. It took 3 to 6 episodes to F it all up.
Well, there you go, D&D.
Good job.
Sansa and Arya are still strong. Brienne's still strong.
Yeah. It's just Danny. I think Danny, a lot of people love Danny, and it was tough for maybe a lot of people have that turn. Even though it was kind of set up, but it was still, it was rushed so much that I can see the frustration there, therein. All right. So if we had to rank this, just this is our initial take. We will be back next week for our full length episode with listener feedback and everything. But where do we rank this above and below on the series finale list?
Oh, just the season or season finales of
all time series finale. Where do we put it, above and below? Because I think we can all agree this is probably the weakest season finale for Game of Thrones, possibly.
Oh yeah.
So where would we rank?
Well, it didn't really leave you on a cliffhanger.
No, but where would we put it in the annals of series finales? Jack, I'll let you go first.
Well, I'd put MASH ahead of it. I'd put...
Well, no, just above and below. What is it above and what is it below?
It's below... It's above Sons of Anarchy.
Okay.
And above Dexter.
Yeah. I say...
Or below...
So below Sons of Anarchy, above Dexter?
No, it's above... It's above Sons of Anarchy. Sons of Anarchy.
What's it below?
The last couple of years. What's it below? I'll put it below MASH.
That's kind of cheating. Nick.
How's it cheating? I'm being honest.
I put it below Friends, but above like Dexter and below, it's below Lost.
I would agree.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
At least Lost, I feel, had a really satisfying conclusion to the characters. You can argue about the mysteries not being solved the way you wanted them to, but at least the characters all had a satisfying conclusion.
Yeah. I mean, it's like, okay, so I would put this below Sopranos as well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I would agree.
I like the debate with the Sopranos ending. Yep. In that, like, because some people just hate it because it went to black. But I was like, but I like it. It's like, did he die? Did he not die? Did he, you know, was he? Because there's a lot of the theories out there that he died in actually the season before, and all of the last season is him like in the hospital bed. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I like that one too. That's cool. Yep. So at least I like the debate of that series. Whereas in this, it's just kind of like, okay.
Yeah, it's like, all right. David Gott says about Dexter level. That's rough.
Nah, there's no way. There's no way.
I think Matt makes a good point. Jack, is it better than the Green Acres ending?
Well, that's the problem with Green Acres. It didn't have an ending. It just got canceled.
Well, is it better than that?
I don't remember what the last episode of Green Acres was.
I love Colleen pointing out Brienne. She is truly a way better woman than I am, because when Brienne was starting to write, I thought she calling was just like, oh, this is her chance to just let him have it. And I was like, no, she loves him. She's gonna she's gonna let him have it.
you can see like her last little grin there, like where she wrote, and he was a bad lay.
He had a tiny penis.
He had a tiny penis. Yeah, for all history from that point on. He did not have a golden penis.
His hand was not the only thing that was fake on him. Yeah.
His hand was overcompensating. Oh my god. If I had to rank them, I would what would I put it above? I'd put it above, yeah, I think easily above the Friends finale. I put it above How I Met Your Mother. But I would put it below, I put it below Lost, probably. In terms of satisfying. I'm trying to think the closest to, but what about you out there in the audience? Any other thoughts? Matt said, I don't think she let that ink dry long enough, which I would agree with.
I thought the same thing.
I thought it was going to smear. So she like cut it.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that's what she was going for. She wrote it down, but she smeared it.
It's not a Sharpie. That thing's got to let that air out a little bit. Elena thought, I thought Brienne was going to say the father of her baby.
Knocked up on her one her first time.
I'm surprised Jack didn't have that theory, because he thinks every time somebody has sex on a show, they're going to get knocked up.
Usually what happens.
But, no, it is not the case.
Vix is above Lost.
Oh. Above Lost? Wow. Below Fringe, above Lost?
Fringe had a good ending.
It's funny how, like, I've only watched Fringe through one time. And, you know, at first it does not start off that good, but it really gets good.
It's terrible. First, like, 15 episodes. And season 4 is terrible, but season 5 is really good.
Season 1's not bad. It's a little bit monster of the week, but it gets good in the mythology. Season
towards the end, it picks up.
Season 4 is awful, and its last season's really good.
This season so far of Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., I think I'm giving up on the show. It's just like, I don't care.
What show's that? I'm sorry, I missed that.
Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I gave up on that like 5 episodes in.
Yeah. I mean, there's been a couple good seasons, but like this one so far, I'm like, eh.
I gave up on The Flash a few years ago. It just got stupid.
I think we're all waiting for the Disney Plus Marvel shows because those look like a lot of fun. Let's see. Chris Skypick says, only constant through all seasons was Dinklage. Love Tyrion's character throughout, although I can't figure out how he solves Westeros' problems in a mere 45 seconds. He's Tyrion. He can do anything.
I would disagree with that, Chris. I mean, I love Tyrion, but I mean, this season and last season, his lines were horrible. Like, they didn't know how to write Tyrion at all. Because, I mean, think about it. Like, this season, even he pointed out, as an actor, he goes, so they put me down in the crypts with all the dead people. I was like, who's writing this?
Yeah, it's fair. That is fair. So, yeah, there we are. I think we have our finale. Whether you loved it or not remains to be seen. Maybe we need more time to marinate in it. Like I said, we will all be back next week for our full season finale episode. Make sure you get your feedback in at 385-309-0311.
Except for Skypack.
And send an email to Game of Thrones Podcast at
gmail.com.
It should be good if we want to get all of your feedback in. And
what's Twitter been saying? I haven't seen it.
Twitter has been twittering. Maybe Jack can give us a full Twitter report next week since that's his jam. Skypix says, "Screw you, Jack."
That's Jack the Bald to you.
Just Jack the Bald. I have the power to kill you.
Wait, so. I thought we said Jack the Hairless. That's
Jack funny. The Hairless. That's yeah, Jack the Hairless.
Jack the Hairless is way funnier. but yeah, it should be fun to talk about. And then we have talked about doing the prequel show.
Yeah, The Long Night.
And before we're recording, Nick said, now I'm not so sure if we'll do that, but I think we'll definitely start it and see where it goes.
It
just depends on who they put in charge and who's writing it. Because
let's put Nick in charge.
Let's do a campaign.
I mean, I don't have I'm not a part of the Writers Guild, but I'd do it, sure. with a few select helpers.
If Bran can
you
be
got
king,
Gott and Skype it, they'll help you.
If Bran can be king, Nick can be a show writer.
Right. But, you know, it's things like the Mandalorian that's coming out for the Star Wars, Disney Plus. You know, like that you have a lot of really good people going to be in charge of that show. Because, like, you have Jon Favreau being the producer / director of some episodes, and you also have Dave Filoni, who's one of the most trusted people in Star Wars right now, writing some of the episodes. So it's like, you know, it's going to be at least an 8 out of 10. So,
well, that, and they have like a bunch of guest directors too. Like,
a lot of really good directors that wanted to do an episode. Yeah. Yeah,
which is so cool.
Nick the Nick Picker. Yeah. I like it.
Colleen says, ha ha, wait guys. What's the joke, Colleen? We're waiting.
That's really hard. Harsh. Got the ending was worthy of a DC movie. That's really
hey, DC movies have been pretty good lately. Shazam was good. Aquaman was good, I thought.
Did well in the box office.
The Rob Pattinson Batman's gonna be great.
Sure. No word if he's gonna sparkle just yet. But
Colleen says, the Game of Thrones gets decided by a survivor tribal council, and Bran has the immunity idol.
Yeah, pretty much.
So he's just basically handed the idol every week.
Mm-hmm. He always had the idol. He was the one, he was hopping up out of that chair, running around, finding that idol, going like, ha ha, full draw.
They should have made him and Sansa build fire.
Mm-hmm.
To decide.
We'll see. Let's see. Elena says, so of all the shows previewed before the episode, what will we watch and podcast about? We've talked about doing a Watchmen podcast.
Oh, yeah.
I know Matt is throwing
Matt wants to do that, yeah.
But, I mean, really, it's open, I guess, to any podcasters on the Jay and Jack Network if they want to jump in. We could have a seven-person podcast. Sure, why not?
Why not?
But Jack has committed. He's going to read The Watchmen, though. That's
yeah. Just... yeah. So basically, if we do seven man, we each have to pick one character, and that's the only person we can talk about for the entire podcast. You know, so
I have it here for you, Jack. You're going to read it, and that right, works, Nick. That actually.
When does it come out?
The fall.
Okay, good time.
Plenty of time. But yeah.
So would I automatically have to pick Mr. Manhattan because of the last Ramblecast?
Yes, you would. Just... with your obsession of his Dick Van Dyke, yes.
Yes. See, even Chris, blue junk. See?
Oh, he's the one.
Yeah. He's the Mr. Manhattan's the blue junk.
Mr. Manhattan.
But
just the image of that. You know, like him like in a cane and a top hanging on that Mr. Manhattan.
He didn't have the cane.
Colleen preferred.
He didn't need the cane.
That's not what he's twirling.
He's already got a tripod. You know?
Colleen says the peen was big and blue.
And
I mean, it didn't look that big to me. I'm just saying I'm recalling. I mean, it wasn't small, but it wasn't Fassbender large.
It's true. It wasn't Fassbender. Yeah.
I know you're excited about that, Nick, so you can have, even though we don't know for sure if he's coming back in this show or in this season of the show.
Oh, yeah, I doubt it. Yeah.
But it'd be cool if the season ended on that or something. That'd be fun. Mm-hmm. But anyway.
Well, it just depends on how many seasons they've got planned, you know. I can't imagine going more than four, but you never know with HBO.
Yeah, it's true. So anyhow, we'll be talking about that. The Game of Thrones, Jay, Jack, and Nick will be back for the Long Night? Is the official
The title? Long Night, yeah. Basically, it should be the origins of the Night King and the first battle with the White Walkers, with the Northmen, with the First Men and the Children of the Forest. So, but we'll see, because there's not much material about it. There's only the histories of Westeros. So they said it's going to be a lot of liberties taken with whoever ends up being the showrunners of that show and how well it's written, because you're just basically going off of a short story.
Shandy said it a few times, maybe have some women showrunners would be great, have some different perspectives. But is there anybody, Nick, in your mind that you know would do a good job with it if you had to pick?
I'd have to think about it. Heck, I'd even pick the guys that do Cobra Kai. it's geared for teens, but it's, I think, if no one's out there has watched Cobra Kai, I know Chris and Boss and I have talked about it, and Jack too. It's, to me, I wish they would have written some of the Star Wars movies, because Cobra Kai is a perfect example of how to take old established characters, make them important, make them relevant, and also introduce great new characters.
Yeah, they do a great job.
They do a great job of it. It's got some cheesy high school stuff in it, but it's supposed to.
But the thing is, the Disney has tried a few, was it Phil Lord and the other guy for Solo, and then they kicked them out of it. But then they went and did Spider-Man into the Spider-Verse, and it was amazing.
Yeah. I mean, they've hit two home runs for sure with the first Lego movie and the Spider-Verse.
Yeah.
And I can't imagine saying no to them.
And they did. Disney did with the Solo movie. So I wonder if Solo would have been that good. I would think so, just because the two things they've done have been amazing, right?
Yeah, but I mean, it also, I think there, of course, it's a lot of this goes up to Kathleen Kennedy as well, and the maybe just the feel of the movie and the pacing, or it could be a number of things. If we want this story told and we want these things in it, and they're like, well, no, we want to do it this way.
Colleen said the second Lego movie was meh. They didn't do the second Lego movie and all.
They did the second movie though, Colleen. But I liked the things about. Sorry, a little bit spoiler for anyone who hasn't seen the second Lego movie. I liked it. If you like the sub story of the Lego movie, in that it's about a relationship between a kid and his father, the second movie picks up with that perfectly, in that it's from a child's point of view of a brother and a sister. I love that part of it. But you're right, within the Lego world, the story's kind of eh.
I didn't like how they made the dad a dummy, but maybe that's just me being sensitive as a father.
But that's every show since, what, 95? But it's, always some dumb father
figure. Well, I love that they had that bonding moment at the end of the movie, and I was like, oh, that's great. You know, it really hit me as like a geek dad with toys and stuff. So like really, and then, but then at the end of it, he's like, all right, screw this now. I'm going to go play golf. That was kind of a bummer, but whatever. I guess I should have said more spoilers. We all said spoilers for Lego Movie, so we're
fine. I think they were trying to make it more, you know, Maya Rudolph.
I know. And it was, she was great, and it's not, I'm not denying that or anything. I just, maybe I was just being a sensitive father. But anyway, again, thank you to our patrons, especially Attack from Tokyo, Eckhart Richter, Maggie the Magnificent, Joanne with the Plan, Drake the Destroyer, and Ed the Creepy Mailman. We have a lot of great podcasts on the network. Colleen said the Game of Thrones podcast is something that the broadcasters, I think, are working on.
What are they working on?
Dames of Thrones.
Dames of Thrones.
Yeah. So be on the lookout for that. We finish up Survivor. Jack, I believe you're finishing up Amazing Race. Is it in?
It's a double episode, I guess, next week, and then should be probably about four episodes after that. Maybe.
Okay, so you'll be doing the rest of that season with Cindy, and then Jack and I will return for the last four or five episodes of the Jane Jack Show. Our next episode is with Ryan and Jen from the Transmission, so that should be a lot of fun.
I can't wait to talk to him.
We already did. It's already in the can, ready to go. And then Big Little Lies is coming back. I believe Shandy is in this season. So I'm sure there will be discussions about that. Yeah, really, we should have the broadcasters do an actual Big Little Lies podcast.
Chris from Boston just sent me a good meme, and it's a picture of Bran in his wheelchair saying, "When you don't contribute to the group project, but yet you still get the A."
so true. Oh man, I think I just started something. Broadcasters Big Little Lies podcast, it's gonna happen. All right, I believe that's it. Anything else? Did I miss anything, guys?
No.
All right, well, we will be back next week for our final Game of Thrones on the Game of Thrones Show podcast with J. Jack Nick. But Game of Thrones with J. Jack Nick will continue with the prequel. Will we change the name, or do we keep it Game of Thrones, or do we change it to The Long Night with J. Jack and Nick? I don't know.
I would think that they'll probably still call it Game of Thrones The Long Night.
Okay, then the name will continue as well until we're told otherwise. All right, we'll see you guys next week. Get your feedback in 385-309-0311. As well as email at gameofthrones@gmail.com. All right, everybody, to our live audience, thank you for joining us. It was a lot of fun with the chat. Hope you had a good time as well. If you would like to take part in our live programs as well as our bonus episodes, along with all the other fun stuff, check out patreon.com/jayandjack. That's patreon.com/jayandjack. All right, we'll see you guys next time. Hasta luego and goodbye.
See ya.